Good morning. I'm Will Robinson with Life 103.1, and today I'm talking with Mike McGrath. Mike is the syndicated public radio host of the very popular You Bet Your Garden, a show where Mike talks about everything from plants, gardens, composting, to you name it. If you have a question, Mike has an answer. Good morning, Mike.
Yeah, well, you know, the truth is all of the answers are compost, so it really doesn't matter what the question is.
Great. Next Tuesday, October 23rd, you'll be speaking at Bloom. Bloom is hosted by the Healing Garden Society of the Foundation of First Health and will be held at the Country Club of North Carolina in Pinehurst. The subject of your talk is Healing Power of Plants. Mike, give us a preview of what you will discuss.
I am going to try to run the gamut of what plants mean to us. One of the things that I think gardeners misunderstand is they're out there pruning and feeding and watering and fussing about their plants, and they kind of forget the reason they started the garden to begin with, which was to be surrounded by beauty and life. And a lot of times those gardeners will have a better looking garden if they just step back, stop doing things, and they might be able to see their plants for the first time and appreciate them. Gardening sometimes turns into a chore, and if that's the case with you, you're doing it wrong.
Right. Obviously, when I saw the title and I thought about healing plants, I was thinking about plants like St. John's wort, ginseng, ginkgo, and echinacea. But I've also heard you speak, and you just alluded to it just then, about the healing properties of the actual act of gardening.
Correct. That's really where your blood pressure comes down better than with any herb. It's good for heart health. If you do it correctly, an organic gardener spends more time just walking around their plants and observing things, looking for the first signs of a pest invasion, just appreciating their growth from day to day. So they're moving. They've got, you know, if they've got a little bit of arthritis in their knees, they're giving it a nice, gentle range of motion exercise. But then again, plants will make you happier day by day better than any herb taken internally will, the act of working with your plants. And in your climate, you have much more opportunity to be outside with plants than people in the Northeast or up in Minnesota or stuff like that. They really got to get their money in like 2 months. You guys have a great, great advantage over us in times that you can just spend watching your plants. But when something terrible happens in your life, whether it happens in the country, whether it happens in your family, whether a dear friend passes, there's some sort of tragedy, that's when you will never need your garden more. Forget the taste of that perfect tomato that you grew. Just being out there surrounded by all that life, The plants will really take care of you if you can lock into that feeling. Just being with them, they'll kind of emotionally wrap their arms around you, and you'll go from chaos in your life to this wonderful natural order of the plant world.
Well, Mike, you serve as an ambassador for gardening and horticulture. You travel all over the world to share your knowledge and I guess to learn as well. Your presentation next Tuesday will benefit the Healing Garden at the Clara McLean House. Obviously, you believe in the mission of the Healing Garden.
Oh, absolutely. And you talk about going around the world and learning as well as you talk. I did a person-to-person exchange to Cuba in 2014 and saw some of the most amazing plants of all time, but was also to take my knowledge of beneficial insects and organic farming practices over there. And Cubans, by and large, were some of the happiest people I had ever met. But the ones who were working with plants or who lived on these wildlife refuges or working in arboretums, they had just found such peace and serenity in their lives. It's one of them even told me, I can't believe I get paid to come here every day.
Mike, I read a quote where you said, planting a garden is about having a future. A garden is love and hope and tomatoes. Talk to me about that.
Yeah, well, it's true. It's very much for baseball fans. They'll recognize the symptoms of what's going on, because in the spring, you kind of clean house and get started. You pick who's going to be on your team. You look at the seed packets, or you look at these plants you picked from the garden center. You decide what position they're going to play in your garden. then you arrange them that way, and then you watch them develop as players, to put on some biomass, put on some flowers. And if you're a good gardener or a good baseball manager, you'll toss some of the losers and send them down to AAA to make room for the ones who are really putting it all out there on the field, the ones who are hustling for you. And then towards the end of the season, especially where I live, if your team did great, you get to play into October. In your case, you get to play into November, but especially at the end of the season when the finest, the tomatoes that are heirlooms, the big beefsteaks that can weigh a couple of pounds apiece, when they come in and you're really enjoying them, people really need to have that experience of holding that perfect tomato in their hand when they're looking at the seed packet back in spring. They say you plant trees for the next generation, which is very true. But you planted that tomato for your future, not 20 years in the future, but, you know, 4 months in the future if it's a really enormous variety. And isn't that the very definition of hope? You put a seed in the ground and you're looking forward to it feeding you 4 months from then. That's very different than going to a supermarket or a farmer's market and getting that instant gratification.
Absolutely. Mike, it's been a pleasure to have this opportunity to talk with you today. Thank you for your time and all that you're doing to promote health and healing, gardening, and a more sustainable environment. I'm looking forward to hearing your presentation.
Well, thank you very much for your time. It's been my pleasure. And I'm looking forward to hearing my presentation. I never know what I'm going to say.
That's great that you're excited about it, because we're going to be excited about it too.
Oh, yes. No, it's. I'm really looking forward to this.
Don't miss The Healing Power of Plants, a presentation by Mike McGrath, next Tuesday, October 23rd at 5 p.m. There'll be a wine reception, and you'll have an opportunity to talk with Mike. And the presentation will start at 5:30 p.m. at the Country Club of North Carolina in Pinehurst. Proceeds will benefit the Healing Garden at the Clara McLean House. Tickets are $25 and may be purchased online by emailing foundationrsvp@firsthealth.org. or by telephone at 910-695-7500. That's 910-695-7500. And if you'd like to hear Mike McGrath's presentation next Tuesday, we're going to give away a pair of tickets right now. If you're the second caller, you'll have the opportunity to learn about the healing power of plants. The numbers to call are 919-775-1031 or toll-free 877-778-1031.
Life 103.1, WLHC-FM.